You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry. Today, we're doing a prison poetry workshop with Michigan poet and educator Buzz Alexander. There's a prisoner Buzz has known for many years named George Hall. George, who's a lifer, might not have much time left.
He's now an old man. He's, I think, 77. He's in a wheelchair. He has low oxygen content. Every winter he gets bronchitis, and they won't let him out of prison. And it's probably because of the original crime, because if they let him out, it would be all over the newspapers.
One of the ways prison time works on a lifer like George is by burying him before he's dead, submerging him in a tomb of disconnectedness, covering him up in numb exile. That's something George explores in a poem he wrote called Stranger with a Rope. Here's Buzz reading it.
Prison is like a pool of deep water. At first, so clear that you can easily see the surface and grasp the reaching hands of family and loved ones holding you, keeping you from sinking. But years pass, and grips tire and loosen, one by one finally letting go until all are gone, and you begin to slowly sink deeper and deeper into the murky depths that have become your world. And the light above slowly fades into pieces of imperfect memory until finally all that remains of hope is an unclear vision of a stranger far above somewhere with a rope and the prayer that she will throw it.
So listen to the language that George uses to represent his time in prison.
Prison's like a pool of deep water. Years pass, grips tire and loosen. The light above slowly fades into pieces of imperfect memory, and that's his experience. I mean, that's what he's writing about in this poem. I think he wrote it maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and that's been his experience. He doesn't have visitors anymore.
Buzz wants you to write a poem, regardless of where you are, in prison or at home, about how you would deal with being completely alone. How would it feel to be George?
Write about your own experience, because anything can happen. Just think ahead about your experience and about what might happen because you're hospitalized or because you enter in some asylum or something and people don't come to visit you and so on. So you have to project.
Start by putting yourself in isolation and then let your imagination wander, your emotions flow. You can send these poems to us at Prison Poetry Workshop, P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, zip code 28402. That is Prison Poetry Workshop, P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, zip code 28402, or visit us online at prisonpoetryworkshop.org. I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.